fault-finding domains, websites, and 24/7 support to creative professionals and small businesses. Squarespace.com. KBIA News Time, 8:06.
This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The 2013 Missouri veto session has ended, and both Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and Republican legislators are claiming victory. First, the governor got his way on House Bill 253, the controversial proposal to cut state income taxes for individuals and companies. His veto of another controversial bill, the so-called Second Amendment Preservation Act, was also upheld. GOP House Speaker Tim Jones says, though, that they made history by overriding 10 of the governor's vetoes. Other bills enacted Wednesday will require foster parents to submit 3 sets of fingerprints instead of 2 and will allow public officials to cast votes at meetings via video conference. Meanwhile, Governor Jay Nixon paid a visit yesterday to the Columbia School where his mother worked as a teacher to applaud the academic success of Fairview Elementary and its recent academic test results, and he took the opportunity to criticize the income tax cut bill. KBIA's Tony Nochum has this.
Speaking to more than 100 students, Nixon was at Fairview Elementary to applaud their academic success. The school scored 69 out of 70 possible points on an annual assessment measuring math, science, and language arts. Nixon reaffirmed his opposition to a bill that would cut income taxes in the state hours before the Missouri legislator failed to override his veto of House Bill 253.
The best policy of the state to move forward is not to raise taxes on seniors and others on prescription drugs, not to make college more expensive by raising taxes on textbooks, and at the same time that moving forward with this economy, we have to support education. So it is clearly you cannot be for House Bill 253 and for public education.
Columbia Public School Superintendent Chris Belcher says he agreed with Nixon.
Growing districts take a bigger hit on this, and Columbia Public Schools would certainly be in the middle of that. We've opened a new high school. We've had to add staff. We're doing everything right, and this would just cripple us in another way.
Nixon says if the override was successful, Columbia Public Schools would lose between $4 to $7 million. Tony Nochum, KBIA News.
And as faculty and staff at Southern Boone High School are working with students following Tuesday's tragedy involving a teen fatality there, the Boone County Sheriff's Department is preparing to bring awareness to the Ashland community through communications. Chief Deputy Tom Redden says the Sheriff's Department will explore the idea of using social media to help stop rumors following the tragic events in Ashland.
We're fully aware that social media unfortunately spreads a lot of rumor and false information and innuendo for the most part, but we do know that there is a method or understand that it could also be used to try and quell the rumor mill.
Redden says this incident has rocked the community and they will continue exploring any avenues to raise awareness and work on prevention efforts. And business have weighed in on the failure of the income tax cut bill, or House Bill 253, which proponents said would have improved the business climate of Missouri, while critics believed it would significantly lower the state's general revenue fund, resulting in cuts to state agencies and education. University of Missouri spokesperson John Fugere said yesterday he supported the governor's veto of the bill.
We are pleased that our campuses will now receive the important resources to help us address the critical needs in our state, including, for example, educating more doctors, nurses, and pharmacists to fill the shortage of medical professionals in rural Missouri.
While the Columbia Chamber of Commerce had expressed support of a veto override in August, President Matt McCormick said yesterday it was a tough decision, so the failure of the override is a mixed result for him.
Of course, to help businesses, we want that, but not at the cost of hurting education, our education systems here.
Christine King is president of the Columbia Board of Education. She says Missouri already has one of the lowest tax bases, and she says the state education funding is still an issue, and Governor Jay Nixon has also withheld $66 million in state K-12 schools just in case his veto was overridden.
I mean, am I happy? I guess. I don't know. I'd like to think we better get the withholdings that have been withheld in preparation that if the veto was overturned. We've not really received state funding the way we're supposed to in the 5 years I've been on the board.
The Board of Education voted in August to officially support Nixon's veto, like many other school boards across Missouri. And some Columbia residents marked the 12th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks with a gathering for peace last night. The event doubled as a demonstration against possible military action in Syria. Columbia Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba was there.
Daddy, Daddy, what you do in the war? Mama said you won't talk to her no more.
About 40 people sat in quiet contemplation outside the Boone County Courthouse in downtown Columbia as they listened to songs and speeches for peace. The Mid-Missouri Peace Coalition organized this gathering. With a look back to the 9/11 terrorist attacks and forward to possible military action in Syria, they called it No More Victims.
We have all become victims.
University of Missouri Geography Professor Larry Brown was one of the key speakers. He spent time studying terrorism, the history of terrorist acts, and exactly what defines terrorism anyway. He says that definition depends on who you ask. It depends which side of the story you're on, but it goes beyond that.
You've heard it said, one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. Yes, I would say the war on terrorism is terrorism.
The way Brown sees it, we create terror. The music, which was led by community member Steve Jacobs, along with the other spoken remarks, also focused on story and perspective when it comes to war and terror. Near the end of this push for peace, the group paused for 2 minutes of silence to remember victims of violence. If the U.S. takes military action against the Syrian government, the Peace Coalition will hold a candlelight vigil the next day. If there is a decision made against military action, the coalition will hold a candlelight vigil of celebration.
Teach peace and people will find a way.
Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA News.
People will find a way. People will find a way, I do believe.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.
Janet.